Hey, 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 and welcome back to Profoundly Beautiful with me, your girl Jessica Monet. Our last episode, we were talking about taking off that superwoman cape. This episode here, we finna put in the work, okay? Because what J. Cole say, don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. But we gonna put the Jessica Monet flip to it. Don't save him. He don't wanna be saved. Don't save him. He don't wanna be saved. But shh, it's starting. Speaking of removing a superwoman cape, listen, this topic here, relationship goals, we're gonna be talking about pouring from an empty cup. Excuse me. Okay, now, ma'am. Been perfectly fine this whole time. I say that all the time, but I swear, y'all, I be good. Well, anyway, excuse me for yawning. We're gonna push through. We're gonna be talking about pouring from an empty cup. And I feel like the correlation between the two is most definitely connected. When we have on our superwoman cape, we pour into other people's cups. But it is it's a complex subject, because it's a couple of reasons why. Number one, me personally, I feel like, you know, you shouldn't even be tilting your cup you shouldn't be tilting to pour into anybody. I feel like it should just be an overflow, right? Versus a pour. As well as, I feel, how can I word this? I don't even know how to word it. I had it at the tip of my tongue, and it just left me. I don't understand. I be taking notes, y'all. I'm gonna go left for a second. I take notes, right? But I don't want to be like full-blown reading from my notes. I don't know if I need to take way more notes, because I'm trying to keep it down to a page, no more than two. So it can just be like back, you know, front and back of a sheet or something. Because I just feel like maybe I need to organize my notes better. That's what it is. Because the way these thoughts be popping up in my head, and when it's time to say them, they be gone, is not a good look. I need something. I'm gonna take some type of supplement. I was talking about, okay, man, again, another yawn. Clearly, I'm tired. Clearly. Excuse me. We go push through. I've been saying that for the first few seconds of this damn video. Golly. But I was talking about the connection between taking a cape off and pouring from an empty cup. How complex it is. Okay, there we go. How complex it is, because you shouldn't be pouring. It should be more of a overflow. And I feel like it's us trying to, when we pour into other people, it's us trying to save them in some type of way, which is not wrong. This is why it's complex, because it's not wrong, but the problem I've been seeing as far, I only can speak personally by experience. Without telling too much of my business, my man, I pour into him, but he has some things that he needs to do on his end, right? That he's not doing or hasn't done, didn't do. I don't know what. I don't know why I want to say it, but he got some stuff he needs to do on his end that only he can do. And I feel like when you pour into people so much, you become empty, number one. And number two, they become so accustomed to you doing the pouring that they don't do the work. There you go. Full complete thought. Come through. Come through. Listen, that was hard work, y'all. I wish I had a little noise thing. I do a round of applause because that was just so well said, if I say so myself. How I was just struggling. And for it to come out like that, listen, girl, you did that. You keep going. Keep pushing, like you just said. But anyway, I had to have a little praise break because it was needed. But yeah, when we pour into people so much, like it's a constant pour. I know for me, based on my situation, I understand why I may have to pour more because of our situation in our current relationship, in my current relationship. But when do you stop? And I'm a firm believer, how you start things is pretty much how you're going to end them. So if you don't want to be constantly trying to fill somebody else's cup, I don't feel like that's a way to start a relationship. And we're talking about specifically, I'm talking about intimate relationships, but this can go, this can pertain to any type of relationship in general. A relationship is a relationship, right? Because we do pour into our friends, family, children, work colleagues, employees, employers, But I feel like, excuse me, I feel like that's a little bit different when you start, branching out to like employees, employers, and team members, and stuff like that. Like team players and coaches. I feel like that's a little bit different. So I want to kind of close it off, rope it in, pull it in. I don't know what word I want to use to kind of block it. That's what I'm gonna use, block. Excuse me, because I keep yawning. The more I talk, the more I want to yawn. Well, yeah, we're gonna just kind of, what is it called? It's right there. Honed in, honed in, hone in, hone in. I wonder if that's the word, hone. Listen, okay, we're gonna strictly talk about like the closer relationships, intimate friendships, maybe family. The famous saying, you can't pour into somebody's cup if yours is empty. If you're running on E, you need to fill yourself up first. And I feel like that's the source of that quote, like the airplane quote or the airplane rule, which I absolutely love. Do not help your children. Do not help, if you're not familiar with it, I'm gonna say it in my words, but This is along the lines of what they typically say. If you've ever been on an airplane, you're familiar with it. But they tell you, do not put on your child's mask. Don't put on your husband mask, your neighbor mask, your mama's, your kids, your best friend, nobody. Put on your mask first before helping someone. And that's kind of the same idea of pouring into someone else's cup and not filling your own. Fill your own cup before you pour into someone else's. But I want to take it up, a little deeper because I know, at least for me, I've mastered the art of self-care and how to fill my own cup. I do struggle with it. If I can have a, a moment of vulnerability, I do struggle with it from time to time. But like I said, that's what I teach. I typically teach self-care, filling yourself up, pouring into your own cup, self-worth. I teach these things. And we all know, typically, whatever the teacher teach, obviously they have some type of experience in it that it considers them, and I'm doing air quotes, technically proficient in whatever that is to teach someone else that. But sometimes I feel like an imposter when it comes to that because, like I said, it's something that I struggle with from time to time. Me being multifaceted as I am, very complex. I'm many things. I'm a Black African American woman. I'm a single mom. In a relationship with a Black man. Like it's a lot of things that goes into that. I suffer from anxiety and a little bit of depression from time to time because of this superwoman cape that I have on. And just being brought up and conditioned a certain way as a Black woman. Like we've been conditioned at a young age to kind of be the givers. We're really selfless. We give to people that we love, whether it's our man, woman, whatever your preference is, your children, your parents, your sisters and brothers and cousins. That's what we do. We give. We're tired, but we don't rest. Everybody else can rest. We don't. We have to be, always doing something. For instance, I always like to talk about, like picture a Big Mama. If you are African American, listen to this. Picture the idea we have of Big Mama or our grandparents, right? How they just was always just moving, moving and grooving. What movie is that? Jesus, it was a perfect example in that movie, and I just watched it the other day with Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. Yeah, I have no idea what's the name of that movie, but okay, picture the, what is that word? Golly, the matriarch of the family, right? Especially in the Black communities, typically a woman, a Black woman, and she just be so many things for so many people, and she doesn't really have the space or opportunity to really rest, like to rest for real, not have to worry about you, me, Barbara, Becky, Bob from up the street. She ain't gotta worry about nothing. Cooking dinner, but she don't have to worry about anything And she sit down and she just goes to sleep. Just a hot second of or sitting and she gone. She dozing off. That lady tired. Per se, typically how it goes, they end up in the hospital for something. And they can't even rest in the hospital because they always worrying about everybody else. But that's what led them to the hospital anyway, with whatever issue it may or may have not been. It makes me think of that. That's the superwoman cape. That's what we've been conditioned with as black girls. That's what we've seen. And as we get older, I feel like we try to become that type of woman, that matriarch of the family, because we typically are. And we have to take time to pour into ourselves. But big butt, big booty Judy butt. What happens when that cup you always pouring into got cracks in it and holes, right? It's like no matter how skilled you are at mastering self-care and pouring into yourself and filling your own cup, it does not matter how skilled you are at that. If you're pouring into a cup with cracks and holes, it's just coming out the bottom of there. So yours is going to be just like a never-ending constant pour, right? And that's why we always end up feeling so depleted, so empty at the end of all that. Like, if I'm doing the work, if I'm so skilled at pouring into myself, and I decide to pour into you, why am I feeling so empty? Math ain't mathin'. But it's because of that. It's simply because that cup got some holes and cracks in it. I don't know if you ever seen like a ceramic like mug. Sometimes when they get really, really old and it just been through some things, washing and having hot liquids in it and all type of things. Sometimes they get these little itty bitty cracks at the bottom of it, and it's not super dramatic, but it's noticeable, especially if you're aware, and that's the other part of it. You have to be alert and aware enough to notice sometimes. But sometimes they get these little bitty cracks and stuff in it, and once you pour your item in there, it's not like spilling out, right? Like, you don't have to clean up this big old huge mess. But you'll notice that the underneath the cup is wet. The place where you place the cup is wet. And if you do examine it, the cup closely, you will see the little cracks and stuff in the cup. But if you just la 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 la, you're not gonna see it. You're not gonna notice it. And if you do, it's gonna be like, oh, okay, I saw some wet, but it's not gonna be too deep. So sometimes I don't even want to say people that got holes and cracks in their cup is basically just filled with all type of trauma, because sometimes it could just be wear and tear and not repairing. And that's the big word that I'm trying to get to, because it's that person's job and responsibility to repair the cup with the cracks and holes in it. It is not ours. You know, so that's what we have to take off. That superwoman cape, so to speak. Or I'm not even going to say so to speak. The superwoman cape analogy that I'm speaking of. And I know, like I've stated numerous of times before, I'm speaking from personal experience in my relationship. Like I said, we're in a specific place in our relationship that it's understandable why I would want to pour into him, because he needed it, right? But I had to make an executive decision after, number one, having empathy, being very empathetic towards this person that I say I love, this man that I'm, you know, trying to build something with. Number one, I had to have some empathy for him. I had to have some empathy for myself first and foremost. And I had to be aware enough to notice that at this point, by me constantly pouring into you and seeing that you have some cracks and holes, and it's constantly just running out, I'm still ending up with, quote unquote, the shit end of the stick. And it's not making sense, especially if I'm so skilled, right, at pouring into myself and doing my work, healing myself from my past traumas and, you know, things of such. So I had to take a step back and we had to have a conversation. Like, I understand that this is a tough spot, right? I love you. I'm empathetic to everything that's led up until now. Like, I'm understanding, I'm aware of it. I'm not sorry. Like, because nobody wants you to feel pity towards them. So it's not pity, but empathy. Like, I understand why this is difficult or hard, or if you're, excuse me, unable to, you know, do something with ease, right? I'm empathetic to the sense of that. But I have to step back because I'm only being a crutch at this point. Like, I'm not helping you, and I'm damn sure not helping myself. And then based on that, we're not gonna have a future, because I'm gonna eventually end up being resentful, or one of those women is just bitter, just real spicy with the mouth and just not happy. And I know a lot of us have had contact, or we came across them type of women. It's just not happy with life in general. Although she, you know, kind of sabotaged herself in a sense, because she didn't speak up. She wasn't assertive enough, or maybe she wasn't aware. Because you can't, you know, you can't do what you can't do, right? Like Maya Angelou say, you know better, you do better. So some people just don't know better. So how can they do better? But I had to step back and, you know, relinquish the responsibility of being a good woman, good backbone, good support system, empathy field, loving. Like, I don't want to be ride or die, whatever you want to call it. I had to relinquish those rights and let him figure out what he wanted to do with that, because I refuse. Like, I refuse to be that woman. I would rather just be single. And I don't want to be the reason on why stuff didn't pan out the way we wanted it to, as far as, our relationship. But yeah, it's the responsibility of him or that other person to, go in and make adjustments and do the repairs. Like, I can't repair you and repair me. Somebody is not getting all the getting. Was good. So, taking off that superwoman cape is an absolute must. Because all that work that we've been doing for ourselves is, it's literally being trashed. And like, what's the point? I refuse for my pain and my tears to just have no substance. I like to think when I cry or when I have some type of agony or something painful happens in my life, I like to feel like it is worth something. Right? Like something good finna come up out of this. And I feel like when we have that superwoman cape on and we're pouring into these broken cups, or we're pouring into other people and their cups are broken, and we just keep pouring, like, just because that's what our culture has taught us to do. I just feel like all that pain, everything that I went through, good or bad, I don't even want to just say agony. I feel like it was for nothing. Right? I hope you understand what I'm saying. Oh my God, I felt like I was preaching just now. I hope you understand what I'm saying, church. Girl. I definitely felt like that was a sermon moment. That is not what this is, though. Excuse me. That is definitely not what this is. But I definitely feel like it was for nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know how? Perfect example. Say you have kids and you just been through the wire. You done did all type of things, pushed all type of barriers, broke curses. And then you have some kids and you try to, ensure that they have a better life than what you had. And then they go down the road that you clearly went down, and it's like, ain't this a bitch, you man? I would be upset. Like, I just went through all this, all these years to break these barriers, to build this door, to make this building and create this door, this entrance, for you to ignore it and go the route that I went. But we all know it when stuff like that happens. That's the same thing but a generational curse. So I also feel like by us taking off this superwoman cape is us starting to break a generational curse, because it's definitely going to be more to it than just taking off a cape. But that's where it starts. Because Big Mama and them didn't take off no cape. They just. I know I've had a conversation with my man before about the older women in my family, like my grandparents and stuff like that. Like, I don't, and I refuse. You know how you have, I haven't physically seen certain things happen, right, to these women that I'm speaking of in my family. But I've heard stories of granddaddy cheating on grandma and, stuff like that. But grandma still sticking around and, making sure he got lunch and clothes on and, superwoman cape. But never taking that time to heal or take a break, pause, change your mind even, shit, if you wanted to, you know, after something so traumatic happening. Like, we didn't see that. It's just like you just gotta stick to it. You started it, you gotta go and push through to the end while you beat my ass. No. So they, I like to say, died with heart issues because, you know, certain things that happen in our lives, it is going to transform, even though it might be a mental or emotional situation, it always transform into something physical, if that makes sense. If I'm in a stressful relationship, it's going to show up in my health, whether it be me losing hair, gaining weight, whatever the case may be. So I have to be an advocate for myself and be aware, like, okay, what am I gaining weight for? Why my hair falling out? Are you stressed, ma'am? You know, just being alert and aware and assertive, speaking up for yourself. That's where breaking the generational curses start. I'm taking off the superwoman cape. I'm not saving nobody, especially if they don't want to be saved. That's the big headline. Because I don't have no problem pouring into you, or I don't even want to say pouring, because I don't even want to pour into you. I don't want to pour into anybody. I would like to have my cup, Jessica's cup, and I would like that to be filled. And I want it to be filled to the brim to where it overflows. And then you get the overflow. You get what I'm saying? I'm constantly fill it up. Constantly is never going to not overflow. But I refuse to be giving you the stuff that's supposed to be in my cup, because I feel like our cup should never be empty. Just period. That's why I feel like you shouldn't be pouring into anybody. They should just be close enough, open enough to be getting the overflow of whatever you got going on and blessings your harvest. Them blessings that you have flowing out of your cup. But if they got holes in it, at this point, you're stealing. You're a criminal at this point, because you're not even gonna you really gonna take from me. It's like the audacity. You got this crack that you know is a crack, because a lot of times we be knowing, we know, and you people be fully aware in certain situations. Like, I see that you're doing all this work on yourself, right? I've seen it. I've saw a difference. I've noticed it. Very noticeable difference. Which tells me you're doing something. You're doing something to fill yourself up. You're putting in the work. And I know I got this crack, but I don't feel like putting in the work. It hurt when I put in the work. It has me emotional. I don't want, and when I say put in the work, it might mean, you know, something like, I just rather drink instead of deal with my trauma. I want to numb it. I'm just gonna drink it away. And then I'm gonna come to you and pour all my woes and sorrows on you, versus not drinking and feeling what I need to feel and healing from it. So if that person is not taking responsibility, if you don't care, I don't care. Why would I keep filling you up? You know how people talk about that one friend that just drained you, or that one, I ain't gonna say friend, that one person that just drained you, because they always got something going on. And they always want to tell you about it. Something negative always going on, and they just want to tell you. Like, I don't have any more space over here to, you know, have the shit that I got going on, and then you want to come pour all your shit on top of it. It's too much. I refuse. I just can't. If you can't take responsibility and heal and do the work yourself, How dare you look for me to fill you up? I mean, I can give you some encouragement, but filling other people's cups and I end up dry, it's a no. My cup end up empty, it's a no for me. So I hope I encourage you, persuade you with some. Take off the damn cape. It's enough of that. I feel like people that came before us had the cape on and they put in the work. What they say, got it out the mud. They got it out the mud. So we don't have to get it out the mud. Like, that's stupid to. Perfect example. I'm always coming up with something. You know how for the black community, we did all this fighting for voter rights and women rights and civil rights. We don't want to sit in the back of the bus. We don't want to have separate entrances to restaurants and stores, and we want our kids to go to good schools, and but we act the plum ass fool. That don't make like they came before us and did all that work, and then we come. Perfect example again, if you think about like public transportation, they did all that fighting to not sit in the back of the bus. Right? They want to have equal rights even on public transportation because they were the source of it. They was the ones, like we are now, the breadwinners. We're the ones that's giving y'all the money to ride the bus, and you got the audacity to be like, bitch, get to the back. We don't want you up here. We don't want you up here. And now when we get on a bus, where everybody go? To the back of the damn bus. I be damn. Ain't that a bitch? I could imagine. Forgive my words, but I could imagine me having all these little strikes on the bus and walking to work, and work is 20 miles away, and all type of stuff just for y'all ninjas to get on this bus and take y'all ass to the back anyway. You gotta be like, ain't that a bitch? It's no other words to say. But that's how I look at it. Like, people that came before me, they did the work. They've been through all what people like to say, struggle love. I don't want no struggle love. I want easy. I ain't gonna say easy. I want some ease, some softness to my shit. I shouldn't have to go through what the last 10 generations of the women in my family done went through to be with a man. Nah. Or to be in a relationship. It's a no for me. I'm gonna take off my cape, put that away, and retire. What they say, I'm gonna retire my number. My number is retired at this point. If you don't want to fill your own cup or repair your own cup, please don't look to me to fill it, because it's a no for me. Hope you all enjoyed this episode of Relationship Goals. I need you guys to remember to always find joy in the mundane. And to remember, we took off the cape a couple episodes ago. Let's not put that shit back on. We retiring our number, okay? We going into retirement. And we doing exactly what J. Cole said. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. But we gonna remix it a little bit and put, don't save him. He don't want to be saved. We're not pouring into people with cracks and holes in their cup, because they have to be responsible and repair and do their healing on their cup first. Right? So, let's do this again soon. Okay. Later.